Imagine believing so deeply in your dream that you already live as if it's happened. Not someday, but right now. This is the essence of Russ the Tolly's journey, from recording in his parents' basement to selling out Madison Square Garden. His book, It's All in Your Head, isn't just another success story. It's a blueprint for turning seemingly impossible dreams into lived reality. What makes this message so powerful is that Russ wrote it after achieving massive success as an independent artist who rejected major label deals until he could dictate his own terms. At its core, this isn't about music. It's about the universal struggle to believe in yourself when no one else does, and the revolutionary idea that your thoughts literally create your reality. The title has become a mantra for a generation of self-starters who refuse to accept conventional limitations on what's possible. Manifesting is practical psychology, not mysticism. Like a musician creating sound from silence, you transform nothing into something through imagination, work, and belief. Feeling your desired reality so completely it exists in your bones before materializing. When visualizing success, feel the certainty that what you desire is already yours. This programs your subconscious to recognize opportunities. In 2011, Russ declared he'd get on MTV despite having no industry connections. In his parents' basement, he surrounded himself with present tense declarations like, "I have a platinum debut album," and tweeted $1 million a beat while making basic tracks. The power lies in speaking in present tense, never going to be, but I am. Everything seems unrealistic until it happens. The Wright brothers' flying machine, the 4-minute mile, landing on the moon, all were impossible until someone's unwavering confidence made them reality. At 22, despite sleeping on a friend's basement studio couch, Russ saw himself living his ideal life making music full-time. When Joey Badass visited that studio, Russ viewed it as confirmation. Years later, in 2018, when Russ brought Joey out during his sold-out Madison Square Garden show, that seemingly irrational confidence had manifested into reality. Self-belief is foundational. You must believe it to see it, not the other way around. We are all magicians turning nothing into something through the power of belief. But while belief gets you to the starting line, crossing the finish line requires consistent action. The thoughts you fill your head with aren't abstract, they're programming that shapes your reality. Most people are limited not by circumstances, but by self-imposed mental barriers. In 2015, Russ performed for just 40 people in Tampa. Though broke and in a basic hotel room, his excitement about living his dream led him to request recording equipment. That night, he recorded The Formula in that same room, treating those 40 people like a stadium crowd. The key is finding beauty in humble circumstances. When aligned with your purpose, any space can become sacred ground for creation. The formula is simple: unwavering self-belief plus consistent action while finding joy in the journey. The timing of success is often the most frustrating part of pursuing a dream. Russ's journey took 6 years, 11 mixtapes, hundreds of shows, and countless rejections before his breakthrough at 23. His deep immersion made time irrelevant. Time constraints are mental barriers that lead to unnecessary stress and abandoned dreams. Success requires unwavering belief without arbitrary deadlines. Reid Hoffman founded LinkedIn at 35. Vera Wang entered fashion at 40. Success honors dedication over timing. What you put into the universe returns, but rarely on schedule. Know what you want with clarity, but release the when. Apparent delays often serve a purpose, allowing essential growth and connections to form. Each failure is a redirect, not a dead end, like Edison's journey to the light bulb. The key is maintaining enthusiasm through redirections. Trust the what, forget the when. By releasing the need to control timing, you stay open to unexpected opportunities. Your success has its own timeline, one that unfolds naturally when you focus on your goals rather than their timing. Playing for passion rather than rewards determines whether you'll persist through challenges. If you play only for points, you'll quit when they don't come. The daily practice and joy of creation keep you going because they're essential to living fully. When you're immersed in your passion, money follows naturally as a byproduct of excellence. To find your passion, notice what fills you with enthusiasm. Often, it's the first thing you dismissed as unrealistic. Most people know their passion, but dismiss it from fear or others' practical concerns. These limitations come from non-believers who never pursued their own dreams. Make your passion your religion. Practice it daily with reverence. If you're not willing to struggle to keep your dream alive, you don't want it badly enough. Play for love, and both success and fulfillment will follow. Playing for points might make you rich, but you'll stop at your target. The most transformative moments come when you jump before feeling ready. Your gut often knows what you want before your mind catches up. Russ's first leap was dropping out of college for music. Despite excellent grades, he lost interest in classes and focused on making beats. His parents gave him 1 year at home to become financially independent or return to school. That deadline passed with him earning just $20 monthly. His decision wasn't brave, it was instinctual. The minute you overthink, fear paralyzes you. Don't let what if hold you back when oh well can free you. Focus on the immediate step, not the endless path ahead. Intuition guided Russ through key decisions, from quitting school to declining record deals that didn't feel right. The greatest tragedy isn't failure, it's never trying. You'll regret the chances you didn't take more than those that didn't work out. Jump. Wings will grow. Your mind isn't just observing the world, it's creating it. The voice in your head either champions your dreams or tears them down, becoming the architect of your reality. When Russ was still unknown, he'd visualize fans screaming his lyrics and feel the energy of packed arenas while performing in empty rooms. He lived his success mentally before it materialized physically. When you truly believe in your inevitable success, you make different decisions and carry yourself differently. The world responds to this energy because people naturally gravitate toward conviction and authenticity. Your thoughts are active ingredients in the recipe of your life. Choose them as carefully as you choose foundation materials for your home. The world doesn't happen to you, you happen to the world. When you grasp that both limitations and possibilities exist in your head, you'll understand that the key to the life you want has been with you all along.